This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is focused on defeating the Islamic State group as his multi-nation tour of Europe continues Monday. The top diplomat urged allies to maintain the same focus on defeating ISIS, with a particular focus on countering its affiliates in Africa. Blinken noted that 10,000 ISIS militants are being detained by Syrian Democratic Forces. He called the situation simply untenable and said governments should repatriate their citizens for rehabilitation or prosecution. The top U.S. diplomat announced $436 million in additional humanitarian aid for Syrian and for Syrians and communities in surrounding countries that have been hosting Syrian refugees. He said the money would go toward providing food, water, shelter, health care, and more. Pope Francis met privately with Secretary Blinken on Monday in Rome. He expressed his affection and attention to the U.S. people. The Vatican said the two men spoke for about 40 minutes, which is a good deal of time since Blinken isn't the top U.S. administration leader. Blinken received a guided VIP tour of the Sistine Chapel before his sit-down with Francis. Rescue workers in the United States are heading into a fifth day of digging through the rubble of a partially collapsed condo building outside the U.S. city of Miami, Florida. They are still holding out hope of finding survivors. The death toll stood at 9 Monday, but more than 150 people remain missing in Surfside. Families of the missing rode buses on Sunday to a site nearby where they watched rescuers work. Israeli Diaspora Affairs Minister Nachman Shai led a humanitarian delegation to the site. This is VOA.